o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio. UFO.
Mike Q. hold it.
Hold it.
Hold it,
hold it.
Bunny floor. 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 Bunny floor.
Herrera and Marcus Viscotta present our favorite king. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250, Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American Runway for $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's our favorite thing, presented by Rotney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rotney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Danye Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000, open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a butch queen European runway. $200 for femme queen versus junior femme queen versus drag realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for butch queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the B for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th. The V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The Controversial...
Was not he is a friend of yours, he's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been done.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the only radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap everything that has happened since last week, Monday, up until today, honey. So, you know, I'm waiting for my co-host to come on, honey, so they can give us the eat on what happened in Texas. I'm waiting to get the eat on what happened in Pittsburgh and also the tea that happened in South Carolina this weekend, honey. I hear it was a fight in the parking lot in Pittsburgh. I hear there also was a fight in South Carolina. I really didn't hear what happened in Texas. So when Rodney gets on the line, he can tell us what happened in Texas. Hopefully Marcus will call in and tell us what happened in Pittsburgh, you know, honey. And I heard a lot of things was going on across the country this weekend, honey, with the children, honey. It's a lot of posts been wrote on Facebook and the children being read and everything and all types of craziness and madness, honey. So if any of you promoters is out there and you'd like to come and tell us your take on your ball, you know, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and come up on the line, honey, and give us the eat. So, you know, that's what we're here. That's what we're doing, honey. I don't know what's going on. So I'm gonna wait for my co-host to call in and press 1 and things, and then we're gonna get this shit on the road, honey, girl. So while we wait for our co-host to call in, honey. I'm going to give a light little beat, honey, and I'll be right back after these beats. Waiting for everybody to call in, so that's why you guys still hear music and everything playing and going on and carries on of that nature. But I see what this is going to give, so I'm going to let y'all know this, honey. I'm going to be here and I'm going to continue to do the show through July 27th. Because that's, we still have people that have commercials that need to be played and everything. But after July 27th, I'm going to take the rest of July and August off, and we're going to come back with a whole new revamp of shows in September, starting after Fred and Rodney's ball in Atlanta. So after July 27th ball, there and now that recap of the show on the 29th, that is going to be the last show until September, until the first Monday in September. I'm going to take the rest of the summer off because I'm not going to really be going to balls like that, and my co-host is going to be going to balls like that. And so my co-hosts be having a lot of things going on with them. You know, they work, and they also go into balls and everything and be traveling and stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to be going to balls like that during the summer. So that's what's going to happen. After the show on the 29th of July, there will be no more shows until, let me look at my calendar so I can let y'all know exactly when. There will not be any more shows until September 2nd. There will be no Monday night shows until September 2nd. after July 29th. July 29th will be the last show. There will be no shows in all the whole month of August, and we'll be back September 2nd. That's what's going to happen because I'm not going to be at the balls, and my co-hosts have a lot of things to do, and I know everybody wants to hear the recap and the juice and the drama and stuff. So unless it's something really major in between that time, that time frame that's like really dramatic that we need to be on the air, that's when we're definitely going to come on the air. Rodney's flight came in late, so we're waiting for Rodney to get in transition to where he needs to be so he can definitely give us the recap on what happened in his lovely weekend in Texas. Hopefully somebody will call in and tell us what happened in Pittsburgh. Hopefully somebody will call in and tell us what happened in South Carolina. Hopefully somebody will call in and tell us what happened in Chicago. But until my co-host Rodney hit me up and he's ready to get on the air, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to go play music because I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to talk by myself. Okay? So that's what's going to happen because I was not at any of the balls this weekend and I won't be at none of the balls next weekend. So I can't give y'all a recap. So that's what's going to happen. I'm going to play music, and when Rodney texts my phone and he's ready to come on the air and give y'all his recap, then I'll come back to the show, and then we'll just go from there. But until now, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to play music, and I'm going to get myself together to go out until, you know, I get some IMs that people want to come on and everything. I don't have time for this. Somebody just hit me up in my inbox and they asked me to ask, hold on, 317-423,
you're live on the air. What's T? This is the motherfucking Vengeance in the motherfucking building. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Vengeance.
What's up? So you want to talk about Pittsburgh, girl? You know, I didn't go to Texas and or Chicago or South Carolina, but, you know, I can shed some light on what went on in Pittsburgh, though. You know, shout out to Marquise, Ebony, Tyrone, and Chris on a nice ball. They ball did finish, you know, throughout the night with a couple commotions or whatever. Was a nice little ball. You know, the girls that came out for the Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe ball, you know, to try to make the little coin. You know, they came out to win the coin. The Ebonies were most definitely in the motherfucking building. Saturday night they were, you know, a couple other houses was in there. I mean, it wasn't like really no heavy hitters in the building like that, but you know, the girls came out to support. Don't get me to asking who won these categories, because baby, after a certain extent at this ball. I didn't pay attention to the winners no more. It just started to get draining. I know the Ebony State did. They were in the building, and baby, when I said they show they ass, honey, they show they motherfucking ass, bitch. They show they ass. They got mad because Angel Ebony from Kentuckiana, she had got chopped for female figure performance, which was very well deserved. I mean, she came out. She really didn't do no hands. She didn't do no catwalk. She walked around like she was legendary and just thought that she was supposed to get her chance. And I had to let her know, look, sweetie, you're not in OKI no more. You're in Pittsburgh. What gets you through at home would not get you through in another state. So, you know, the Ebony's was in an uproar because they felt like Angel was supposed to have won, got her 10. So, therefore, the judge who chopped her, which was Chanel, who was sitting on the judge's panel, she chopped her. And, you know, the Ebony's was trying to get to her, so it was a whole commotion about that. But female figure performance was very, very hot, though. The Ebony girls had came out, baby. They had came to play. Like I said, it was mainly the Ebony's that were in the building. There was a couple people from other houses there, but the biggest house that you mainly seen there was the Ebony's. It was a couple Landons there, a couple Mizrahis in the building, a couple Rodeos, you know, a couple Prodigies. You know, it was just a couple, but the house that was hit, it was the Ebony's. They won Realness. They won Open to All Realness. Then another commotion came around to at the end of the night where Keisha got set for a female figure performance, and they felt like she was supposed to get set. So, you know, the Ebony started storming the motherfucking runway. Bitch, they had security everywhere. Bitch, why the fuck did they bring a K-9 up in there, though? A whole German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah, they had him the last time I was in.
Yes. Yes, baby, they brought the German Shepherd in there. You know, the girls was running to the front when they seen the dog because the bitches had the drugs on them, honey, so they was scared. Girls was running, emptying out pockets and throwing shit in trash. And I was like, oh, girl. But other than that, like, I can't say it was a very nice ball. The ball did finish, however. Just with the little commotions that was going on throughout the ball, you know, the promoters made sure they was on top of that. They made sure that they were on top of that. One thing that I can say is, while it was Father Marquise Ebony's ball and he saw the way that the Ebony's act, that really did give him an insight on how we view him as the ballroom community when he acts a fool at another ball. Because no matter what he said, the Ebony's was going to do what they wanted to do. But one thing I can say, they did make sure that his ball finished. But to get to the juicy tea, I have a video from the fight on the motherfucking parking lot, bitch. Oh, my gosh. So, the ball finished. We go outside. It's daytime, you know, about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's a little light outside. It's been raining. And the girls is just out here arguing. It started inside the building, and then we left to the outside of the building because they didn't fight on the inside. So, we left, and we're all outside, and we're all in the streets and on the sidewalk. And it was the Pittsburgh girls who were actually fighting. It wasn't no other houses like houses fighting. It was just Pittsburgh girls fighting. The girl who got her ass beat name is Star. She's in the House of Revlon. About 15, 16, 17 Pittsburgh girls, they beat her ass. When I say they beat this bitch ass, they beat her ass from one side of the motherfucking street to the middle of the street to the other side of the motherfucking street, back in the middle of the street. And then you know what the motherfucking Revlons did? Because the bitch is a Revlon. They stood there and watched this bitch get her ass beat. That is what the fuck I want to know. What the tea? What is the motherfucking tea with these bitches sitting there letting this bitch get her ass like this, and she's a whole overseer of your motherfucking house? Can you please explain that to me? Because there's no way in the hell I am going to stand around and let no bitch hit no overseer of my motherfucking house. And we in a, I don't give a fuck if we is in your state, bitch. If they want to fight, they gonna fight all of us, bitch. I'm not finna let you get jumped. But they were smart because it was 16 bitches, but they beat the fuck out of her. Give me 5 to 10 minutes, bitch, and I have the motherfucking video posted in the motherfucking group. No motherfucking shade. How you
Yes, I need to see that video, honey. Yes, put that up.
Baby, it was a wow, baby, to where you hear the instigators, the girls was tipping on one side of the sidewalk. Miss Doce got it cracking. Doce Missa, that bitch tipped on one side of the sidewalk and went to the other side and ran up and just started swinging. Then her girlfriends came right behind her and they drugged that bitch in the middle of the street. Then they drugged that bitch to the other side of the street. Then they slammed that bitch. Oh, my God, Kelly, you should have been there, girl. It was just so, so awesome to see a bitch get beat like that in the middle of the street. Oh, my gosh. I was so proud of them. Not really, but I was. That was really the highlight of the night. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, the ball was cute, but it was just draining. You know, a lot of stuff was going on. It was a ball. It was politics. People didn't want to get chopped. People wasn't breaking a category. So the ball, after a while, it had started to get draining to where it wanted to kill your vibe, but it did finish. All the cash was given out. But the highlight of Pittsburgh was that motherfucking fight and the motherfucking outset. Which I ain't even going to say it was the parking lot, but you was the street, because they was on the other side on the sidewalk beating this bitch up and drug her to the other sidewalk where I was filming, bitch. And when I say they were like right in front of me, bitch, to where I got face close up swings and everything. Oh, bitch, it is fun to get live when I post this motherfucking video, bitch.
It is.
So, but other than that, that was Pittsburgh.
I need to speak to Mother Amaya, honey, the overseer, honey, of the Midwest. Mother, where you at, Mother? I'm gagging, honey.
I'm gagging, too, because Mother stood in the middle of the street until little homie got her ass beat. And then after little homie got her ass beat and they finally did let her go, that's when the mother picked her up and was like, uh-uh, girl, calm down. Bitch, where was you at when they was dragging this bitch across the street?
Oh, so Mother was there?
Baby, wait till I post this video, Kelly. Bitch, Mother was standing in the street. I got it all on video, girl. You know me. It is 2013. I believe in having visual proof. There's no need to try to read the girls if you don't have proof. See, anybody can snapshot and Photoshop something, but you can't Photoshop a video. So therefore, I'm just going to post the video, and it's going to show all the girls who were standing around watching this little bitch get her ass whooped. Don't get me wrong. She wasn't one of my girlfriends. She wasn't in my car. She's not in my house. I really don't even know her like that. I only know her because we're Facebook friends. So, no, I had no need to jump in to help her in case any of the girls want to read and say why I didn't jump in. I'd be too busy being the cameraman. So I have to get the shit so I can laugh and gag about it and come back and kiki with y'all about it. So, no, I wasn't going to jump in. But I felt like the Revlon should have did something. They should have tried to be peer mediators. They could have jumped in the middle and said no. A bitch could have threw a rock. A bitch could have pinched somebody. Bitches just stood there like, girl, that ain't my fight. I don't know her like that. Bitch, this is just crazy.
Somebody just hit my inbox, and they said, Mother Amaya Revlon always take it off her shoes to fight somebody. One of her kids get her ass beat, and she sits there and watch.
Oh, baby, that's why I said the girls are not going to believe, because I couldn't believe it neither. Because I'm like, I was just in Cleveland not even a year ago. As a matter of fact, it was just a year ago. I was in Cleveland, and I was out at the club, and one of her kids started fighting at the club in Cleveland, to where all of her kids, you know, when we got outside, it was a big commotion, and she was out there with her kids, like they said, with no shoes on, ready to fight. Security guards is out here with tasers, like, I'm going to tase you, and she's like, that's fine. You're going to have to tase me 3 times. But she was at home in Cleveland. This is Pittsburgh. You really don't know these girls like this. So, I mean, I understand a reason why she didn't probably jump in, because it was like 10 to 15 girls who jumped this boy. It wasn't like no 5 or 6 girls who ran up. It was like 10 to 15.
I don't want to hear that, and there's no shade to nobody, and I want nobody to take this. Bitch, I don't give a fuck what state I'm in, bitch. If it's time to pop, bitch, it's going to pop.
No shade.
Okay.
Bitch, if it's gonna go. But like I said, I don't know. I can't speak for no one else. I can just speak from what I've seen and from what my video have. And like I said, give me 10 to 15 minutes, because I actually have a whole DVD. It's actually on the DVD. So, I have to cut and paste some shit from off my DVD. I can't put the whole ball on here. Although,
somebody just said, sounds like to me, sounds like to me she can't fight. She's just all mouth, no action.
Well, I'm not going to speak on that because I have no problems. And I think if I was to be, you know, honest, you know, the vengeance bitch that I am, because vengeance is mine, then that would start a whole commotion between me and
it said,
my head.
You not jumping my house number, my sister, nobody, bitch. We supposed to fight together. These are the messages that's coming through my inbox. I'm going to read the messages coming through my inbox.
Please
don't kill the messenger.
No. That's how I felt, too. Like I said, I was standing there watching her the whole time with this camera like, oh, my God, you didn't jump in. You did not intervene until they let this boy go. Now, you were there from the start of the commotion when it happened in the building, and then when we stepped outside, you were still there with the commotion until everybody started swinging and drugged this bitch. And then we see you standing here in the middle of the street just watching this boy get his ass beat. Didn't nobody know I had a camera, though. Nobody. So, therefore, the footage that I'm going to put on there, it puts everything out there. It shows the girls who didn't jump in. This boy really got his ass beat by these motherfuckers up there.
Maybe, I might have to defend Amaya a little bit, honey. She was a little bit stoned.
Okay, no, and then, like I said, put that into play because, you know, I'm a logical bitch. I think of everything from every possible way. She might have been stoned, she might have been drunk, and then, like I said, she didn't have enough of her kids to turn it out in Pittsburgh because with the circumstances that are there, everybody can sit on a computer and sit on a phone and say, oh, if I was here and you were jumping my house member, then it goes down. Yeah, that's only if you have enough house members with you, not seeing you per se, but just people in general. That's just like I done seen some Ebony's at a bar and Ebony's got into it and it was still some sitting at a table because it weren't enough of them in the building for them to feel secure. So if I'm standing, because me, I don't give a fuck because, bitch, if you're going to jump me, you're going to jump me. When I come back, bitch, then let's get it in. I mean, a jump is a jump, bitch. Everybody's going to get jumped in your life. I mean, I hope. Shit, it's just life. But standing there being stoned, you're in Pittsburgh, you don't have enough for your kids or the kids that you have with you are not as thoroughbred as you, to where you sitting here and this 15 motherfuckers from Pittsburgh, and like I said, they're not fighting. They were fighting him, and he was in the Revlon house, but he lives in Pittsburgh, so you never know what the real commotion was about. It's just after the ball, all the girls was drunk, all the girls was high. Some had money, some didn't. You know, emotions was high, bitches was horny, motherfuckers wanted to have bitches. It was just crazy. So next thing you know, a fight breaks out with locals. So you never know what's going on. Being a house member or not, being a house member, yeah, you should have jumped in, but still, you don't even know what's going on with these people. It can be something deeper than a ball, and it's just, bitch, we caught you at the ball. So that's where you got your ass whooped. So why get off into something that you don't really know? Because had Amaya got off into it and it wasn't what she thought it was, then she'll have a problem with them for what? Over a motherfucker that she really don't even know like that? You my house member. We don't kiki. We don't kick down. You don't come to my house. We don't talk on the phone. So why the fuck am I going to get into some drama over you? It didn't happen in the bar, at the bar. Inside the ball while the ball was going on, so therefore it has nothing to do with houses no more. Because the girls who was beating her ass was from different houses. It was Ms. Rahi's, it was Ebony's. So it's just like, oh, wow, you never know what really happened or what was really said. I just know I seen a commotion and I hit record. Fuck it.
I know that's right, honey, baby. But, bitch, let me tell you something. Inside of the ball, outside of the ball, bitch, we still was supposed to be family, honey, bitch. You supposed to hold a bitch down, honey.
Yeah, like I said, because we are in the same house, yes, you do supposed to hold me down, bitch. If I'm out here getting jumped outside the ball, then yes, you do supposed to hold me down. But even then, well, I don't know, because you know the world is crazy. Like I said, everybody don't think alike, and that's what I have to keep telling, you know, my younger siblings growing up, my gay sisters and my gay kids. You can't fault nobody for their actions because no two people think alike. We may have similar thoughts, but me and you are not going to think alike. You may go into a crowd and bust 8 bitches in the head with a bottle. I'ma go in a crowd and I'ma bust 9 bitches in the head with a table. See, we don't think alike, but we have similar thoughts. We still gonna bust bitches in the head, but we just got different ways of doing it. So, I mean, you can't fault her because she didn't jump in, because you never know what she was going through at that time. Or, like I said, the circumstances of that. And come on now, just because you at my house, that don't mean I gotta fuck with you. Bitch, if I don't feel that it's shade being thrown towards my house, just like me and you, if me and you are house members that barely talk
Kelly, and we were to go to a bar, and you get into it with a bitch at a bar, and I felt like it was shade to our house, then yeah, I'm going to jump in. But no, Shay, if I don't fuck with you like that, and you're at my house, and we're outside, and I don't feel like it's no shade towards the house while they're fucking with you, then bitch, that's your battle. What the fuck, I'm going to go over here and fight these bitches for? I don't even like you like that, bitch. I tolerate you because we're in the same house. Like I said, you never know what goes on. So that's why I said I can't speak for her. I just know, didn't nobody jump in on the little ref line behalf, and I felt bad because she really got her ass beat. Like, she really did. The bitch ain't posting no statuses. The bitch ain't got no pictures. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. It's just too much. But it was a fight with local people. And like I said, when it's always a fight with locals, you never know. She probably fucked somebody man. You never know. And they caught her at the ball.
Bitch, wait, oh, somebody just hit me up and said, tell her late ass to shut the fuck up and post the damn video.
Tell that bitch to press 1 and tell me to shut up her damn self. Bitch, you want to see a video? You should have been in motherfucking Pittsburgh, girl. I'm sitting here trying to kill time so Kelly won't be on here with y'all hoes listening to beats, because that is late. Bitch, before I press 1, Kelly was getting ready for the club, like she said. Bitch.
Baby,
how dare you disobey me?
I was about to go in the room, honey, and pin on my little face and curl my hair, honey, okay?
You feel me? Until your co-host came. See, I'm trying to get these bitches to show. Fuck that girl. Tell that bitch to eat my pussy with Lil Wayne's tongue.
Hold on. 404-454, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's going on, Kelly?
What's going on, Monty? What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling.
Baby, I heard you got your ass whooped this weekend, too.
Lies.
They said you got your ass whooped this weekend.
Baby, you believe anything you hear. That's why I'm calling in.
Well, what's to eat, honey?
First and foremost, it all started before the ball. Like, my father, who is an ex-Mizzer, sent him a Facebook message kicking him out of the house from Mizrahi because they said that he wasn't on conference calls and things of that sort. But long story short, so after that, the day before the ball, Toxic hit my dad up on Jack and was like, brother, can I come over to your house? And my brother was like, yeah, whatever. He was like, it's no shade. You know, he keep me out of the house or whatever, but hey, that's still my brother. He can come. So he came here or whatever, and the Mrs. had practice, Lily, my pussy, all them here, and, you know, they keep keying over, and they asked my father to come back to the house of Mrs. And he was very much giving, bitch, you kicked me out. I'm not going back to your house. I'll see you with my new house. So also, sure, we get to the ball, and they call my father out as a 007. So he comes out for LSS. Toxic comes up to the edge of the runway like he was going to storm my father. I looked at Toxic and I said, bitch, not tonight, because you walk out there, I'm knocking you. Because I thought that you were trying to be disrespectful. You just left this man's house. Now you want to storm him from LSS. So from there, him and Toxic went out to get tens. They chopped Toxic. Toxic had on what I would consider a vest. They had cheap feathers off on it. They kept falling off. Father Tony brought him back and said, Slim and Toxic battle. They battled. Someone on the judges' panel, I can't recall who it was saying, turn for me, Toxic. Father Tony ran up to the panel and was like, bitch, you can't do that. So from there, Toxic won. My father proceeded on to say, well, South Carolina is my city or my state. I've been walking here for years. The category is runway. I pump straight up and down. Someone had to tell him to turn, he didn't pump. So it went from there. Nemo gets up from the Mizrahi table, goes up on the judges panel, stands there and was like, bye, girl, bye. Which I find, you know, you're already being disrespectful now. So I looked up and like, where all this is coming from? So I goes up there and was like, who the fuck are you talking to? He said, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. I said, no, that's my father. You're not talking to him. He said, yes, I am. So once he said that, I politely took my shirt off. Well, my shirt was already off. I threw it to my uncle. I ran up to the panel. I knocked Nemo off the fucking stage into the Mizrahi table over by glass mirror. The fight was on. From there, we ended up over by where the trophies were. Another Mizzer caught himself jumping in, I guess. They said his name was Bow Wow, whatever. I wore him because they already pulled Nemo and me away. And for some reason, the warfare got all messed up, whatever. And I seen Toxic, like, out of the corner of my eye come over to, I guess, do some sneak licks. I didn't feel him hit me or anything. But from there, Father Tony got on the mic was like, bitches, the ball is over. Get the fuck up out of here. And as I was walking out the door, I seen people holding Father Tony back, which I don't know what happened during that time. So I walked out, and I put my stuff inside of the car, and I go get my taser and my mace or whatever, because I knew that the missiles were coming out. Like I said, you know, I don't know what this is going to give, but, hey, it is what it is. So as I was standing outside, I had shook my mace up before the missiles, whatever, came out, and I seen Toxic come stand over there by me. So now I feel like, bitch, you really trying, like, you really bold now. If you just jumped in a fight against me, and then you don't have the right to, you know, come stand in my area. So I pointed my finger in Toxic's face and said, oh, bitch, you tried it. So you caught yourself jumping on me. And before he could say anything, I maced him. And so after that, I proceeded over to go where Nemo was, mace still in my hand. Nemo already had a brick in his hand. I said, pussy, put down the brick. And he was like, you put down the mace. So I gave the mace to Cookie Mizrahi. When she held it, he refused to put down the brick. So, of course, like, we're not going to fight again, bitch. You're not going to hit me with that brick. And from that, like I said, my brother was at the ball that didn't jump in it. And the only reason he didn't jump in it because he's a Revlon and I understand where he was coming from. If he would have jumped in it, it would have caused a house war, Mrs. versus Revlons, and don't want a repeat of that because we know what happened to the Mrs. last time they got into it with the Revlons. And that was it.
Don't try it, Martez.
No, I'm just saying that you know what happened.
Don't try it.
I'm just saying you know what happened. But other than that, that was it.
Stay right there, Martez. Hold on. We got to get back to Vengeance because we now have Mother Amaya Revlon is now on the airwaves with us.
All
right.
Hi, I'm here.
Amaya, the girls gave the very... hold on. Let me go back to my inbox. Hold on. The girls gave the very... Oh, she pops all that shit, takes off her shoes, acts like she's a battle cat and wants to fight and carry on and on, Sister Mistake. One of her house numbers was getting her ass whooped, and she stood right there. Is she all mouth and no motherfucking action? What the fuck?
Okay, let me explain this very clear to you, because I didn't know my way home from Pittsburgh, so I'm going to make this real quick and real sweet. If you want to see if I'm all talking and no bite, then why don't you try me? The fight was happening between, it was more of a house, to me, it was more than just a house thing. It was people that I cared about on both sides. So instead of fighting people who I cared about for the justification of fighting, what I did was I went outside and broke it up. If they were paying attention to the fight, I was in the building most of the time breaking up a whole nother altercation. And when they called me outside, I made sure that the fight ended. I'm the only reason outside of security or anybody else that can get the fight to end. I was not going to fight people that I am friends with versus for other people. That was not my set. I broke the fight up as a responsible person. But again, if you want whoever inbox you, if they want to try it, then why don't you see at the mother? It's just all talk.
Okay. Well, Vengeance says he has the videos. Vengeance, there's Amaya.
Yes, you can have all the videos you want to.
No, hold on, Amaya, because I didn't come for you, so don't come for me unless I stand for you. I never sent for you. Like I told Kelly, I couldn't speak for you. I don't know why you jumped in, because it was from girls from Pittsburgh. It wasn't shade towards the house, because it was locals who were fighting. That's what I said, so please, the attitude is not towards me. I didn't inbox her. I'm on the phone, baby. I'm not scared. I see you everywhere. Like I told her, because I just seen you in Cleveland tear it up with some kids. So.
I have no punk bitch in me. But I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to be in the middle of a fight or fight friends for anything. I mean, both sides were my friends.
And see, I told Kelly, I knew nothing of it. I just knew that the person who was outside really getting beat the fuck up was a Revlon. And then when I saw you, you were standing there. No, you did not intervene. You did not get in. You didn't fight, which some girls feel like you should have because he was a Revlon. And I'm like, well, you never know the circumstances. You don't know what was going on through her head. But I am going to post the video so the girls can see everything, though.
That's perfectly fine. I don't have a problem.
Well, hello. This is lovely. This is lovely from the West Coast. Well, I feel like this. If there's going to be an altercation between some people that you love and care about, you normally stop the fight and let them go toe to toe. That's how that works. It doesn't matter what house they're in. You're claiming you love them all.
That's exactly what I did.
You what?
That's exactly what I did. I did intervene. I did talk to both sides, and I stopped the fight. I pulled a lot of people out. I did a lot of things and asked fans everything because me and him get it together.
Well, baby, the way this boy is explaining it, Vengeance is explaining it the way he say he recorded. Well, I put the video up. So I can see for myself.
Yeah, I am because, like I said, she just said she was in the building with a whole nother fight.
Yeah,
I told you girls, we had been left out the building, so I never knew there was a fight going on in the building. I was outside watching the fight with Mike. But as a matter of fact, I'm uploading it now. Like I told
Please.
Y'all,
I'm doing a horse talk then.
Because the thing from what I'm hearing is she's saying that she's not going to jump into a fight where she loves these people on this end and then she loves this person over here. Okay, well, if that's the case, stop the fight. Let them hoes get it out one-on-one because I'm not understanding. It's not making no sense.
I'm not understanding. They provided the top of the push wire.
Oh, this video, please.
I said push wire.
Because then that goes back to North Carolina. Why didn't I fight? I didn't fight because I don't know what the fuck is going on. You got bitches slamming into each other, and ain't nobody falling, so therefore ain't nobody fighting. They pushing each other. What the fuck?
First, but let me explain this, because I sit down on start call to make this pretty quick. I'm an adult. I am grown, and before I'm a Revlon or anything else, I'm a Maya. There is more things that I could, before I even wasn't willing to discuss on this phone call, it has a lot to do with the situation. If someone was to ask me, definitely somebody from my house, you would want to call me and ask me, not ask me on a radio show or try to put some tea on a radio show. I spoke to Father Tony. He knows the situation. Everything was handled. Everything was done completely. And me and Star have also spoken. So if anybody does in another region and they want there, you can post 6 videos or anybody in my house can question me, but can't nobody question me because at the end of the day, I'm grown.
Baby,
I do what I please.
Amaya, I think you got your heels on too tight right now because, baby, I wouldn't come in at you. You know what? I will call your phone.
We're sorry. Due to heavy calling, we cannot complete your call at this time. Please hang up and try your call again later.
My bad.
What?
What happened?
What happened?
What the fuck they mean? How they kind of go?
What did it say?
Due to how I call you by you or some shit, we can't complete your call.
Oh my God, Kelly!
Y'all saw the show?
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
This is Keisha. I gotta say something to Miss Amaya.
Amaya hung up the phone.
Oh, bitch! Because what she was saying is bullshit. That's a bullshit ass motherfucker shit.
Hold on. Let me pull my Facebook. Let me pull my Facebook back up. Let me get her number. Hold on. Let me get her number out of my inbox so I can call her back. Hold on.
She talking about she grown. We all motherfucking grown. Bitch, if you cool with going fighting this bitch, I'm trying to see why the fuck did I'm a record get jumped. You standing right there talking about. Bitch, that you cool with both partners. You cool with both partners, and they was cool with you. Why the fuck would they drop somebody there? If they had respect for your motherfucking ass, you supposed to be a mama daddy and all the bitch. That's bullshit.
Hold on.
Thank you, Keisha.
Amaya.
I'm here. My phone lost signal, but I'm back.
Okay, Keisha. Keisha want
to
talk to you.
I'm trying to figure out. You said you was cool with both motherfucking partners. You said you cool with both partners, but I'm trying to find out why did a Revlon get jumped if you was cool with both partners? If you
was
so cool with why did a Revlon get jumped?
It's like you in South Carolina or anybody else. When y'all have things going on in your city that's been going on for years, that is between lover stuff and sticking with each other and being friendship stuff. That stuff that's been going on longer than this boy was even a Revlon.
Oh my God. So what was North Carolina about?
Hold on. When it's about friendship, if these motherfuckers are my friends, and I have many friends in different houses. They're not going to disrespect me because they know I'm a Revlon and jump none of my motherfucking Revlon. That's not going to happen. My friends is not going to feel that bold to disrespect my disrespect our friendship and jump anyone. Now, if it was a one-on-one, that's a whole different ball game. But once they jumped someone, a part of me, you damn right, I'm not going to, because I'm reflecting, we represent each other, I'm definitely going to motherfucking handle that because the simple fact is, why are y'all jumping this person, but y'all saying y'all cool with me? That's a disrespect. That's affecting you as a person.
Like I said, and this is the last time I want to say this. Me and Father Tony.
Oh, no, you don't have to say shit to me. He understands.
Why didn't you break up the fight and let them
one-on-one. That's all I asked. And you start screaming, yelling, and
well, I was screaming at you. I was screaming because our other conversation was being had, like I did before, and this is it. I said, damn, who went with me breaking up the fight, called Father Tony that exact morning. He told him the exact everything that happened. He told him everything, how everything transpired. And Father Tony said, oh, okay. He some things he didn't agree with as well. But for the most part, he understood that I was in the midst of it all, and I was trying to break them up and talk to them like adults. And that's what I did. Also,
okay,
at the end of the day, because we want to make a bigger thing than what it is,
We're
32% uploading, girls. Just to let everyone know, this video that I have is currently being uploaded. I'm currently at 32% now. I'm sorry, guys. I had to download it to my laptop first before I put it on Facebook. So therefore, y'all know the routine. Fucking with Androids, this Galaxy, I love it so much. But we are uploading, so you can see, because like I said, Mother Revlon just got on. Well, the Revlon got on here and said that she was in the building. The mother said she got on here because she was in the building breaking up a fight. But like I told y'all, I was outside,
I never knew a fight was going on the inside
because I was too busy covering the fight that was on the outside.
Right.
And from what I see, on the outside, the boy, he did, like I said, he got jumped. It was like anywhere between 10 to 12 of them who jumped this boy. They was kicking and punching him. They beat him up from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Hold on. And then they were in the middle of the street. And then after...
Baby, honey, don't explain nothing else. You upload that video. Kelly, can you call Father Tony? Because he called me on a three-way, but my phone will not click him in.
Hold on.
At the end of the day, the video doesn't lie.
Hold on. Let me go to my contacts. Hold on.
Baby, this is ridiculous.
Hold on. Let me get Father on the line, honey. Hold on.
Thank God for video vengeance.
Definitely.
Ain't that it? I love 2013, baby.
I'm not coming to get you about the video. That's perfectly fine with me. So please don't think I'm attacking you for a video.
A video will tell you the truth. A video tells you the truth.
That's why I said I have a problem. I didn't attack, if he thought I was attacking him for saying that he had the video, that was not my form of attack.
Oh, no. I never, no. Can I say something?
We have the icon, Father of All Fathers, CEO of Founder of the House of Revlon, Tony Revlon. You on the air? Hey, baby.
Okay, Amaya.
Yes.
Amaya.
Yes.
Amaya.
I'm here.
Keisha.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what are y'all doing on this line going back and forth about this house? Y'all both can get off this radio show. Because the shit I'm hearing...
I'm back about the house.
Okay, y'all both get off of the radio show concerning my house. Keisha, off the phone. Amaya, off the phone.
The icon has spoken.
Yes, sir. Father of all fathers, kind of all fathers.
And Kelly, yes. You can tell them they don't even have to call my motherfucking phone right now because they should have been called my phone before all this bullshit started. Be calling my motherfucking phone now for be making be embarrassing my fucking house like this. Fuck wrong with them.
Well, the girls are off the phone now. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, Tony,
why people be disrespecting this house because of shit like that.
Well, I heard you had a successful ball, Tony, this weekend. Congratulations, besides Martez getting his ass whooped, they said.
Oh, I didn't get the ball. Father Tony had the video.
What did you say, Tony?
That's not true. That's not true, Kelly. I post a video. I will post a video. That's
oh,
yeah.
I need to see it. I love it that y'all got videos. I'm loving it. They got videos for South Carolina. They got videos for Pittsburgh.
Martez,
I'm loving it.
Martez, don't call me father. My name is Tony to you. Thank you, Kelly, for cooking me
Thank
over.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, baby, well, everybody got videos. I'm loving it, Miss Thang. I see I'm going to have a successful summer, Miss Thang. I don't have to go to nobody balls, Miss Thang, and I'm still going to get everything that I need to get, honey, from the girls recording videos. Baby, it's going to be a juice. Hold on, hold on. We got a call. 443-934, you're live on the air. 443-934, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Baby. It's many things. It's many things. It's many things, honey. Many things, honey. Okay. Baby. Oh, child, honey. Y'all girl is a key, honey. Hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Grandma.
How you doing,
Kelly? I'm doing fine, yourself.
Well, I'm calling in. I'm about tired of that must-ass nigga, Lovely. Always calling the girls niggas. She the nigga in drag, so you girls gonna be grouping all the girls into being a nigga.
Well, girl, I'm a nigga, so I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, so keep it like that.
I ain't a girl, and that's why I'm going to keep it, boo. But we all niggas, so don't worry.
No, you the nigga.
That's
not. That's the problem.
That's what's up.
So,
are
Grandma,
you
did you make it to any walls this weekend?
Huh?
No, I was talking to Grandma. Grandma, did you make it out to any balls this weekend?
Hell to the no. It was Father's Day. I was laid up with my lying baby.
Oh. So did you hear about all the fights that happened all over the place?
No, I just happened to tune in, and I heard that man who carried an axe come on the line.
Stop it, Grandma, stop it. Well, they said it was a big fight in Pittsburgh, honey, and then they said it also was a fight in South Carolina this weekend. It was no fights in L.A., and it was no fights in Texas. Yeah, they said
they loaded them up yet.
They said they loaded them up. They loaded them up now.
Well, you know what? I want to know how the kids doing in Austria, too. How they doing over there?
Who's in Austria?
Ain't some kids over there in Austria.
Who?
Oh, well, never mind. I'm going to send a shout out to R.R. He ain't came home yet, has he?
Oh, there was no fights in Baltimore either. It was no fights in Baltimore either. Oh, yeah, I forgot all about R.R.
Yeah, they should have been putting some money on that child's book being Father's Day just fake.
Well, I think Fred and Alexis might have took care of him.
Stop telling that goddamn lie.
Oh, I was trying.
Well, anyways, go put me back on mute. I love you, baby.
Love you, too. Amy?
Girl, why do the girls get so pressed when I say, well, we all niggas? I mean, hell, big deal.
Baby, these girls get mad, honey. I don't know, honey. Baby.
84% girls. Oh, my God, we're only 16% away. I can't wait till y'all see this motherfucking video. Y'all are going to gag before you go back.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see the video. I want to see her.
Bitch, you going to see her.
I'm going to gag, honey, baby. I'm gonna go to commercial break, honey, and come back and watch the video after the commercial break from our sponsors, honey. From our sponsors, Danye Mizrahi, Father Danye Mizrahi, and Marcus and Rodney's, you know, our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Baby, because it's going to be a mess, honey. Mm-mm.
It's a big thing. It's a big deal, honey. I want to give a big shout out to all my Geminis, honey, that it's their birthdays today,
girl,
honey. You know.
Wait, what day was your birthday, Kelly?
My birthday is the 30th.
Mine was the 29th.
Yes, big shout out to lovely Gemini season. Stand up, honey. We got two more days left, honey. So big shout out to all the Geminis that rep, honey, because the Geminis are definitely the sign, honey. We are definitely the T, honey. Okay. I definitely got to shout out my Geminis, honey. You know, and I want to give a big shout out. I'm not gonna even do that. I'm not sure. I was about to say something, but you know, fuck it. Yes. And I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to my BFF and my cousin, legendary woman's performance, Kaimish Rahi, you know, for delivering my grandson last night at 3:24 in the morning. Polo Mizrahi, he was born last night, honey. He's a Gemini also. So, you know, I got my new little baby dog, honey. So, yeah.
Now, one of these motherfucking kids be going crazy. They all Geminis.
Yes, I love Gemini. Gemini is the T, honey. My little pup is so cute. And I want to thank my sister Jasmine, and I also want to thank her husband, you know, for definitely, and my grandson Tyshawn for definitely giving me and Kai and all the information that we needed, honey, and everything, and being there on the phone and stuff, you know, and answering our calls and things, honey. Cause baby. It was a mess up here, honey. Okay, I will put up the video of the dog of my dog having the babies last night. But I was woke up out of my sleep, and so you know how you girls when you wake up out your sleep, Miss Thing, you have that extra, you know, tickle in your voice. So I can't put the video up, but the video is really cute. I wish I could put it up, but you know that voice had that extra strong tickle, so I can't put the video up. I'm so sorry. Yes. How much more left to that video?
Oh, baby, we at 97% right now.
Oh, we at 97%. Ooh, ooh, somebody call us, somebody.
Hello, Marcus. Hey, we over here.
Who is that? Hello? Hello?
What's up?
Yes, who's that?
Who is?
Who you?
Who you?
Oh, baby, you want to get flashed?
Do what you gotta do.
Okay. I want to know where is Father Marquis Ebony at, honey, because he was reading the girls on his status, honey, and things of that nature. And I hear the Ebony's is supposed to be boycotting the upcoming ball and stuff, honey. What's the eat with that? Can I get an Ebony representative to call in here? I would prefer Marquis to call in here, honey, because it was on his status, so, you know. Baby, I want to know the eat, honey. The girls don't... I be gagging at the girls to say. The children have so much to say, honey, behind these fake profiles, honey. But then when it comes to reality, the girls have nothing to say. It's a shame, Miss Thing. The girls need to really get balls and get a life, Miss Thing, honey. Bitch. It's a mess, honey. It's a mess, honey. Rodney, are you ready, Rodney? Because, you know, bitch, let me tell you something. You know, I'm a flash and a beat, honey. Okay. Baby, where's that? Oh, Vengeance call dropped. Oh, no, honey. Hold on. Let me get her back up here on this line, honey.
Hey.
Vengeance, her call dropped. Get her back up here. Honey.
Who call dropped?
Vengeance.
Oh.
His call dropped. Let me get him back up here.
Yeah, do that. Get that call.
I don't need him all, funny. I need that video. I need to know when that video is ready.
Bitch. Because I'm going to kick you and hang up and go take my bath.
Funny. I need a piece of that. Vengeance, you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm so sorry, y'all. My phone lost signal.
No, I got you back. I got you back.
I know, bitch. I love you so much. Okay, girl. Are y'all ready, baby? Because this video is uploading. Baby, because it said 100% posting to Facebook. Thank you.
Yes. Hold on. Oh, we talking about that now. We talking about that now, baby. Well, the person that's hitting me up. Midnight. Oh, see, Star Wars is the one that got beat up. Lover, Midnight Revlon got beat up. Star's Lover.
Oh. Okay.
That was Star Lover. Midnight Revlon got beat, not Star.
Ooh, my bad.
Hold on. 317-833. Your life on the air. 317-833. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
Nobody has time for that, honey.
Oh, why would y'all beat Midnight up like that, Mr. A? Y'all beat Midnight in the daytime.
Oh, later.
Bitch, it was broad daylight.
Oh, no.
Oh. Ciao. Okay. It's a video. Let me see. Let me go refresh. Let me go in the chat room and see if it's up yet in the room, honey.
But bitch, I am there.
Yeah, I'm waiting. It ain't come yet, honey. You know, it always takes, after it's uploaded, it always takes a few minutes, honey. So, baby, I'm here, honey. I'm going to keep refreshing, honey, because I need to get a piece of this, honey. Baby, oh, no. I'm really gagging.
Is that?
No, it's not up yet. No, I got to refresh. I'm refreshing my page again, honey. It ain't up yet.
I'm going to fuck this bitch up. She's stupid.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Okay. My co-host is here.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
Yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Who's on the line?
Lovely and Martez. And
Hello, Rodney.
What's going on, Lovely? What's going on, Martez? And who else? What's up, Rodney?
Getting it.
All right, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? Just getting in from Dallas. How was it? I had fun. Overall, I had fun. But the trip was like
was
a lot
Trey,
of delays.
That was Trey Garçon's ball, right?
Say it again.
That was Trey Garçon's ball?
Yes, it was Trey's Garçon ball. It was definitely my flight got there, it was delayed, got to the airport, had to wait an hour for a pickup, then got to my hotel, immediately got dressed, went to the club. The club was it was packed, but it was just blah, you know. So got to the ball, walked into the ball, the DJ was delayed. So I'll get into that a little bit later. The DJ was a little bit delayed, but when I got there already, it was, you know, the music was already playing and stuff. But the ambiance of the building,
the video, because that hurt fella, she was breaking the fight up.
What happened?
I think they were commenting about a fight that, you know, if someone
Look,
said they were
do
in
me a
fight
favor,
up or something.
Can you record it and then send it to me on Facebook, like to my inbox? Because then I'll be able to copy and paste it or go ahead to the group. Because they is really waiting on this video. Bitch, I had to click
over. Y'all might
have a voicemail, but it'll be for me because I had to click over so they can stop asking me for this video until I actually get it.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Oh, okay. Vengeance is interrupting me. He must not know he on hold. Back to the ball. The ballroom was very, very nice, very well decorated. The chairs, the table, the decor, everything was really, really, really nice. So Whitney, Shannon, Mike, you know, the Godson here to the house was definitely in the building. House of Gotti, House of Ebony was there. House of Scholar was definitely in the building. You had Kurt Myers, one of the promoters and stuff like that out there. The kids definitely, you know what I'm saying, they came to support Trey and his ball. The Scholars was definitely the house of the night. They was winning every damn thing. I mean, just everything. And also the Garcon were definitely participating as well. Shout out to Stasha for her lip sync performance. Definitely brought the building to their feet for that. She came out for a 10 for face as well, but Trey didn't allow her to come back to do the battles. You know, there's a whole bunch of girls. You had women, you had dragons, you had film queens, so he let them battle for the 1,000. And
wait a minute, why did you call them dragons?
Say it again. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not in a disrespectful term, lovely. It's, you know, the Butch Queen and drags.
I just thought it was funny. I'm the only nigga. I call myself a nigga. Oh, well, big deal.
At the end, the woman for the House of Garcon was the winner. She was lovely. You had Alicia Milan. Well, they said not Milan anymore. Alicia 007. They asked her, was she Milan? And she said no. So officially, I guess Alicia 007. She walked as well. She looked good. And then J-Rock walked realness. I wonder why he haven't called in yet. J-Rock walked executive realness last night at the bar, Kelly. Mm. He actually got 10s. Joel wanted to chop him, but he did get 10s. So big shout out to J-Rock for walking executive realness and winning. What else? But overall, it wasn't like exciting. Oh, Sex Hour. It was about 20 people walk Sex Hour. So it was definitely like the Cat Boys alone had about 10 or 12 people. And they definitely, you know, woke the building up. And for the Cat Boys, so normally, Cat Boys and he's like a chop. But they definitely were in the building Saturday night. It was Cat Boy night.
Mm-hmm. So were the Cowboys actually sexy?
Yes,
or were they just naked?
Yes. No, they were definitely sexy. They were definitely sexy.
I don't know, because some kids jump up on that runway and it don't be sexy, it just be body and naked. I mean,
right. They were definitely sexy. I'm going to say it's one or two that have slipped through the cracks, but because the excitement for that category was just up, we wanted to see some battles, so. Majority of them got through, but yeah, they were sexy.
Mm-hmm.
They were sexy. Let's see. And also, I put Jimmy to Trey. He definitely gave out all his money. Definitely had all his money. You know, the ball went through. No arguments, no fights, nothing like that. It was the only fight was the DJ who came in real late and still thought he was supposed to get all his money. But Mike and Trey handled that situation. And, you know, they had to dock him a little bit of pay. You know, you come late, you're the DJ. We need the music. We need the beats. So they dealt with that. And then on the next day, we had a nice little cookout, barbecue, pool party at Trey's crib. It was nice. Shannon and Trey and all of them were cooking. We had drinks. Jack was filming. They all got in the pool. I played space for free, Kelly.
Oh, God.
Played space for free. Won a couple, lost one to Donye, so you know he's feeling it right now. Also, we played pool. I lost twice to Donye, so he's really, really feeling it. He kept calling me Harold.
Donye feeling it? How do we go whoop his ass when we get to Atlanta?
Yes, I said, oh, I cannot believe I'm playing space for free right now, but, you know, we was having a good time. Jack was definitely filming, but he left us and he went to the movies. So he didn't stay the whole time. Well, when the police came, put us out the pool, saying it was too noisy and all that stuff. So Jack left and went to the movies and stuff. But overall, I had a good time. I really did. Big shout out to the House of Escada, Danny and his group. They definitely came through. Big shout out for Danny for shuttling me around the city, and Trey for showing hospitality and love as always. He'll always be, I always support anything that he does. Because he shows me love as well. And I just got that. Flight was delayed going. Flight was delayed coming back. And now I'm home. That's it.
I know, that's right. Hold on, we got to call us. 214-477, you're live on the air.
What's going on? I think somebody just called my name.
Coach.
Congratulations to J Rob for getting 10 and winning executive realness.
Rodney, I don't know why you mentioned his name, baby. He's been here. J Rob's been on the phone since the show motherfucking started, honey, because the line's been jam packed. And I've been asking somebody to give a recap, but he wanted to come and promote them all last week, but he couldn't come and give a recap of them all.
Oh my God. I was waiting on Rodney because I wanted to see what he was
going to do. He wanted to do an intro and come bust through.
Yeah, I wanted to see what Father Fun was going to say. He's no longer Father Cocktail, he's Father Fun. Now, he was named Father Fun by Jack.
Yeah, Jack called him Father Fun.
Yeah. But as you asked me,
J-Rock.
I was kind of disappointed with the actual turnout. Because I get tired of all these late-tired motherfucking people that's always on fucking Facebook talking all they motherfucking shit about what they're going to do with all this bullshit, and nobody wants to fucking walk. Everybody want to come look and then get back on Facebook the next day and read, but you hoes never motherfucking walk. I do what the fuck I do. Everybody want to try to read me and call me a nut, but bitch, I get on the floor, I throw balls, I commentate, I walk three categories, I get my 10s, sometimes I get my wins. But you hoes don't never motherfucking bring it to the floor because y'all sorry. Y'all are so fucking sorry, y'all late, y'all are not competitive, leave ballroom, leave it alone. You sorry motherfuckers. And if anybody got anything to say about Trey on his Facebook, bitch, he ain't going to say it because he's professional, but I'm about to give you Banji. Fuck all of you hoes. Fuck you. All you hoes that tried to shade him and shade his ball, you know the fuck I'm talking about. Bitch, I don't know y'all like that, but I heard the shit. Bitch, fuck y'all. Bitch, because at the end of the day, we like to have fun in Dallas. If you come down, we're going to give you a good time. And I know y'all know that, but, you got the out-of-town girls that like to try to shade the girls.
But other than that,
I had a very good time, I put on my suit and everything. Joel was about to chop me. I don't know why, but I got through. But other than that, it was good. The only shade, though, is they asked the schoolboys one question, and they were supposed to ask him three. I sent the first Escada packing, then the next Escada came back with the reinforcement, and I really just think that they voted for him because he was cute and it was his night. But other than that, congratulations to Prodigy. That's my boy. He did do a good job. If he would have got the questions, he would have answered them because he is a very intelligent young man.
But other than that, L.A. Revlon, I like how he came out with the rose petals and everything, doing something different and not just walking. The sex siren, like Rodney said, my favorite part was the Catboys. They really came out and represented, you know, it was holes showing in some places. Yeah, it was some holes out, and I was not holes, but holes, H-O-L-E-S. Rodney, it was up you know, Rodney was up close and personal. The Texas twerk versus bounce, I got to give it to my boy Herb Gotti.
Yeah, I'll get that too.
Oh, my God. Now, I did my little bounce that ass, you know, a little something, having fun. But Herb Gotti got out there and twerked the house down. The judges wasn't ready for that. He got this big boy looking like a thug and everything. Get down and start twerking. I told y'all, get serious down here. But other than that, I had fun. I had to get back home. You know, Uncle Sam gagged me. I had to be at work at 3-something in the morning, so I could not stay. So I did the ball. We had fun and got on back. I know Jack was lit up, though. Everybody was neighbors that weekend, baby. You know, there was some nasty stuff going on in Dallas with the bunnies and, you know, everything going on, you know. A lot of munching and a lot of disrespect of esophagus and stuff, and, you know. But other than that, I had a great time.
Oh, no.
Special shout out to Mocha Ebony that was definitely in the building. Big shout out to Mocha Ebony.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Danny, you know this
time
was broken?
Well, I was broke. I couldn't make it to the Dallas this time. Fuck that. I was broke. Shit.
Yeah.
Just tell the truth, Shana Bill.
No, I walked the last time I went. Okay, I was there. Boom.
So J Rob, who were the people that you was hearing or that was saying that they were shading Trey and shading the ball?
It wasn't Lovely.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. No, it was not. I didn't hear Lovely. But
I don't get that like that.
How the fuck? Let me tell you something. How the fuck you gonna come in my inbox and tell me to shut the fuck up? How about shut the fuck up?
Oh no,
bitch. Oh my bad. That's my big brother. Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, like I said, it's a bunch of like just bitter queens. I don't even know these hoes. It's just like people. It's like people saying, "Oh, you know they." It's like I don't know what happened. I don't know no shade or no mess that goes on outside of ballroom and shit. And they try to bring that shit into ballroom. Like they tried to start something up the week before the ball in the ballroom. On the official ballroom chat, talking about this person burning this person. That and all that kind of bullshit, and I was like, why are they trying to shade this boy, like, right before the ball? Like, when he was promoting and everything. What was that?
Fags will do that. I mean, it's like supply and demand, sweetie. They thought of drama just so the girls would come out and get the tea and be shady about it. That's how they do. They do the same thing here in California, and it's no shady. Like, it was some tea that just happened recently on a girl's page. I'm not going to say no names because, you know, if I say the names right now, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, them 2000s again. But it was some shade. So a bitch made a comment, and it was like everybody's seeing this shit. And it's like, bitch, the ball is coming up next month. Why are you carrying? It's like, girl, you're going to have us looking at each other across the room dumb and knowing y'all are stupid, and I'm damn sure going to come across the room. I don't give a fuck. But it's like, why? For what, girl? Send that shit to her inbox.
My thing was, nothing was said this whole time. Nothing was said or anything. Then all of a sudden, the week before, like about 10 to 8 days before, all of a sudden, my brother's name is in a bunch of mess. And I'm like, why would y'all do that to, girl, y'all just some old faggoty ass bitches. Y'all miserable.
Bitter, honey. You know, misery loves company.
But other than that, Kelly, the girls are saying, you know, what happened to the reality show and all that kind of stuff. So.
The same thing that happened with LaMelo.
Oh.
Where the fuck is Divine? We're Divine.
Don't forget, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois, the icon Rodney Prodigy and Marcus Escada is having a ball. Your favorite things definitely come out.
See you there, lovely.
You said what, sweetheart?
I said I will see you there.
Well, honey, I definitely need to be there now because there's some things that need to be squared away.
Lord Jesus, shout out to Prada Ebony for, you know, getting through as Marsha Ambrosia and then walking right back in Winning Drag's realness. No
okay.
Tino Klein.
Okay. That order.
Just called Slayer, baby.
J-Rock, since the ball is over, would you like to talk about LaMelo now?
And like I said, we had a good time. It was a lot of stuff getting happening in Dallas. You know, a lot of esophaguses getting disrespected, holes getting disrespected. You know, what's going on?
Would that come
to
the
Dallas? I can have me a stripper pole somewhere because I didn't see no stripper poles the whole fucking time I was there. I was mad as shit.
Vengeance, the girls are sending me up in my inbox, and they said, "Did you punk them with this video?" Vengeance must be put us on hold because his number is still here on the board, honey.
I think Vengeance is trying it.
I do wanna was hoping that Camaro would call in, because in Pittsburgh it was it was about legendary and not legendary and being shot for executive realness and it was a whole. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, where is Camaro? He's still trying to walk legendary realness, and they told him that he was legendary streetwear.
I think the category was executive realness was one of the grand prizes, and apparently, this is what I'm hearing because I didn't go to the ball. My son, he went, and shout out to JD Prodigy for winning the grand prize executive realness at the ball on the Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe ball. But, you know, in order to get the full money, it had to be three or more months more, which was on the flyer. So, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. But he still got some money. If you're the star, you have to have, like, I think an associate. If you are a statement, you have to have a bachelor's. If you're a legend or icon, you have to have a master's degree to actually walk the category. To show that you're a true executive. And I heard that Kamasi had spoke with Marquise or something about the category, and he said Marquise said he told Camaro to speak with Chris, because Chris is the one that wrote the category and Chris is the one that walked the executive. So I don't know if they said they chopped him because he supposed to be walking legendary realness, or they chopped him because he wasn't. I really don't have the full explanation of it. So I thought the Camaro might have called in to chime in to let us know about what happened for that category, but I guess not.
How many people walked the category?
I mean, it was three, but you haven't bought. It's 3 months walk and get tens for the full payout.
I think that's just so tacky. I would never let any of my kids walk a ball that have that mistake, because that means a bitch don't want to give out their fucking money. Bitch, I hate for a flyer to have three or more must walk for the cash, and then on top of that, they put another stipulation on top of that. Three or more must walk and get tens for the cash, girl. They really didn't want to give out that money. That's what that was. It's no shade. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Flyers just say, "Oh, we're giving out 2,000 in cash and prizes." What the fuck? Mm-mm. I needed to say.
You gotta be careful, bitch. You gotta be careful about that prizes, because when they say $2,000 in cash and prizes, bitch, that could be $200 and some, you know, gift cards to Denny's or either some lotions and, you know, incense or something. Because, bitch, they be getting the kids together with their prizes.
I'm going to start getting cash and prizes, too, because the girls be gagging me and they be yelling they gave out all their money. Yeah, you gave out all the money you was going to give out. You didn't give out.
But them prizes.
Yeah. Why are you playing?
Well,
y'all forgot about to talk about the the trans man ball that was on Friday as well in Philly.
Oh, well, you could have fun.
That was really, really fun. Big shout out to my house members. They were like co-sponsors of the ball. Nigeria and Leo Prodigy, part of the organization with the Trans Man Conference that was being held in Philly over the weekend, and the ball was that Friday. Big shout out to the Prodigies. We definitely supported, came through. Big shout out to the Levins, the Existence, the Etros, the Mizrahis. Everybody came through, was walking the categories and stuff. Balenciagas, a few of those were there. It was a nice turnout, it was free ball, so, you know, it was nice. In the convention center, big shout out to Jack and Kevin. They were on the mic. We won a few things. Man and Alvernia had a nice battle for Oldway. Man won, so he's doing his thing again. Man is definitely on the floor and ready to play for the Oldway this year. Shout out to Lisa and her team, Lisa, Nick, and Hank Prodigy, for winning the grand prize. Team battle, one face, one performance, and one runway. They definitely did their thing. Jason definitely was on point with all their makeup and everything, so big shout-out to Jason for coming in his house slippers, getting what needs to be done for the house, and then scatting on back home. Big shout-out. That's dedication and loyalty. I walked executive, and I won. So if I would have known J-Rock was going to walk on Saturday, I would have brought me a suit with me on out there and battle on.
Would you have been ready to answer that question, though?
Oh, any questions, I'm ready to answer at any time. I'm always ready. That's why I'm father fun. I'm ready for any category they bring out. Yes. And big shout-out to the Schoolboy Realnesses, the Trans Man Realness was won by Prodigy. We was doing our thing, definitely supporting Rich, Prodigy, one Sneaker versus Sneaker. We definitely was in the building, must definitely say. But our Vernon and Man was definitely a nice little all-way battle. It was always good to see the veterans of the game still got it and still can play with put everybody else out there on the floor. So big shout-out to Trans Man on Friday.
Speaking of people doing old way, that's my first time ever seeing Jack do any kind of Vogue. I knew he knew how to Vogue, but that's my first time seeing Jack do that.
Oh, for real?
I've never seen Jack do that. You know, I've seen him play around every now and then, but I don't know what he was feeling when they called up LSS. He started popping and a-locking and a-going.
It's a trend now. It's a trend. All the old heads.
It looks like it's coming. Did you see the Virgin come out and do All Way?
I don't know what that was.
Oh.
It's a little bit of old way, a little bit of new way, a little bit of Vogue femme. And then when you said you had taught him, I knew it was mess.
Oh, y'all tried it.
But like they always say, I got some balls coming up. So I couldn't send everybody. We wanted to have a ball. But no, for Virgin performance, it was good. It was okay for Virgin, but he had the concepts down and everything like that. So, a big shout out to him for Virgin performance.
Rodney.
Yes.
Is Streetwear legendary? Sorry to go back, but
Say that again.
I said the category Streetwear legendary now.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a legendary category.
Yeah.
Oh.
Streetwear has been out there for a while. It was sportswear, then it went into streetwear. I started walking streetwear in 98, but you had the Mel Sons and the Ronnie Prodigies and all those people walking it before that, but they wasn't like real consistent, but they definitely brought the category to life. And Mel Son, and then you had Derek Prada. I'm sorry, Aphrodite, and actually Keontae Lord, they used to walk, and Taran Mizrahi, they used to walk sportswear when it was like Tommy versus Polo, which was a very popular category, and they used to bring it, and it, you know, it urbanized into more fashion with streetwear and stuff like that. So, you know, I was acknowledged for being legendary for streetwear in 2005. So it's been a minute. Yeah. So you have a few streetwear legends that's out there. Who'd ask me that question?
Marcus.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what are you doing fighting in South Carolina, sir? Why'd you fight you? I'm here.
It didn't happen so quick. Everything happened so fast.
Okay. Well, again, Texas was definitely a peaceful set besides the DJ snapping back at everybody. And the went to the club after that on Sunday night, Havana. That was definitely nice. The mini ball, which was supposed to be the first Vogue Nights of Texas, that was actually canceled due to, I know Trey left the pool party and went to the venue, but he knew everybody was going to the club. But the actual club promoter, once the bar closed at 2:00, he knew that he was not going to make any more money because, you know, couldn't sell any liquor. So he canceled the event.
Nothing all good.
So once everybody got the checks and stuff, where everybody just stayed in the club and continued to party and drink.
So did he put this video up of South Carolina?
No, he wasn't in South Carolina. He was in Pittsburgh, a video. But I think somebody said they had a video. For you guys?
Yeah, that's why I was, they said they had the video, but I don't know why it's taking so long to put it up.
Oh.
I don't like one-sided story, you know, the video is a lie.
Oh. Wow. A lot of world star hip hop coming up, huh?
Hi, Kelly. Why are you so quiet, Kelly?
Why you think I'm quiet?
I don't know why you're so quiet.
Because I'm getting dressed.
Right, that's what it's all about.
I'm trying to get me a look together. Rodney's here now. Rodney's been here for 3 years. He's capable of running the show. We ain't got no
call. I'll be in New York.
I got the laptop.
I'll be in New York City.
I got the laptop open in the bedroom with the switchboard. I got the computer open in the living room with the switchboard. Ain't no calls. If there's some calls, I'm going to come back. Rodney's capable of running it. Let me get my look together. I need to look cute. It's 90 degrees in New York.
Well, question then. I'll be back in New York City on Wednesday. Can I take you to dinner?
If you paying, yeah.
Of course, I'm taking you, I'm paying.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Hit me up.
Right.
Okay. Also, so it was a ball in South Carolina. It was a ball in Texas.
The ball actually was good in South Carolina.
Anybody hear anything about the Baltimore ball?
I heard it was a good ball. They said no drama.
Right. I did hear a little something about Aura Blonde being chopped.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear that. I didn't get the full detail about why, how, whatever. It just came to my inbox about his effect or something wasn't on point or something like that. And they argued a little bit about that. But then the chop stayed. They say Sandy came out, gave a hell of a performance for her 10s, but she didn't come back. And that's the gist of that. Maybe Marquise or one of the Dior's or one of Chanel's will come on, you know, the Alliance, and talk about the ball, maybe. I heard it was outside, too. Giving, like, a POCC feel. That should have been nice. Congrats to Marquise. I didn't hear any bad things, so big shout out to Marquise as he's put that together for Baltimore.
So what about Star's performance in the Crystal Ball? Like, she really fucked it up on those stairs. I want to really give her like a shout out.
Oh yeah. Star Rebel. Oh yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Update from Vengeance. Vengeance said that the video is coming. He's working on it now. He sent it to my email so I could post it up because it's not posting from his. So.
Okay.
It'll be up soon. We're working on it. We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
So, Rodney.
Yeah.
So, JD is overall Father Khan now?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. JD is definitely overall Father Khan.
Congrats. Congrats. I see him at the ball on Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, James decided to promote from within, which was very good. Daddy has been in the house for years. So, you know, Daddy can definitely put in the work and put in the effort and the time to get the house, keep the house out there, and with his, you know, with the other leaders in the house, help him get where he needs to be.
Are you going to the New York Awards Ball?
Most definitely. I definitely will be there. Yeah, so big shout out to, well, I heard Goddess is in the building in Pittsburgh. I know she's going to be there. That's her son, so having the ball. Big shout out to Ron and James Levin, Angel. My Uncle Mike Haynes was there. Big shout out for them coming out to support other people out there. And in Texas, Whitney, Shannon, Mike, you know, big shout out for them. Sasha. Coming out. A big shout out to my brother, Terrence. It was his first time walking. He won New Realness at the ball. Big shout out to him. New Orleans in the building. It was definitely nice. The venue looked really, really. Whoever decorated did a wonderful job. It just, you know, it screamed elegance. When you came in, you know, the chairs was very, like, you know, it was really nice, really nice. Yeah, had some quesadillas and chicken and all type of things on the table.
They had condoms on the table. Everybody left them.
I packed my whole.
Let me tell you what I do at the end of the balls. I wait for everybody to leave out. And I save money, and I just go to the table and take all the condoms and put them in my seat bag with my many effects. And all the kids, they know I got them, and they be like, can't you give me some condoms? Bitch, why you didn't take them off the table?
Okay, they were funny with it. Because they wasn't going to use that condom no way. They just needed that lube.
Right.
Then they used to complain, talking about, ain't no name brand in there. They putting magnums and Trojans in there now. Why y'all not taking the condoms?
I didn't know safety had a name brand.
Who?
That'll fuck them up.
What do you mean? I guess they want the lifestyles. They want the Trojans.
Anyway, hold on, y'all. 202-450, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bishop.
What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on, Rodney?
What's up,
hello.
What's up, baby? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Kelly? Who else in here? I just literally got on the line. I just literally got on the radio show and just called in to see what's going on. I ain't been on here in a minute. So what's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. Just recap all the stuff, all of the country, and a little fight here and there, a little controversy around, stuff like that.
I heard Day-Day is overall Father House of Khan.
He is.
Very well deserved.
So what happened to Luna?
That I don't know. I mean, he's still a Khan, but I don't know what capacity or what title or anything that James has set for them, you know what I'm saying? I guess we'll have to wait until New York Awards Ball to see how everything plays itself out.
Oh, so Danny coming out of the New York City Awards Ball. Danny's coming out of the New York City Awards Ball. The new overall mother is coming out of the New York City Awards Ball.
New overall mother for who?
The House of Khan.
Oh,
okay.
What?
You know, I go, you know, I go, I ain't gonna put her name out there, Miss Thang, because you know I put the Butch Queens out there, Miss Thang, but you know I hold the girls' tees, Miss Thang, when it comes to the girls, Miss Thang, because I want my girls to get their life, Miss Thang. But I hear she's back, honey, and
oh,
she's
fuck.
Supposed to be coming out as a real mother.
Are you talking about Ayana?
I'm not saying no names. I'm just she was a con, honey. I don't know. No, I'm not giving no names, but she's back. That's what you said. I ain't saying no names.
So that means she was shut down the house of Christian?
What did you say?
I never said Ayana. Right.
I never said Ayana. This girl was a con, and she went on a break for some time, but she's back now.
Well, was she legendary?
I'm not saying that either.
You just told on yourself, Kelly.
This is the key you pulling. Kelly, I'm about to fuck you.
I'm not saying that. Y'all can wait until next Saturday.
You want to do what?
Y'all can wait until next Saturday for she to get she lies. It's not none of those girls that y'all are thinking about, Miss Thang, okay? Miss Thang, y'all probably if I was to say her name, Miss Thang, y'all girls would be like, who? But if I was to say her name to Rodney, Rodney would know who she is.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Rodney.
Yeah,
Rodney, me and you might
Rodney,
have to go out
Rodney,
to,
Rodney,
go
you remember
you drunk.
Rodney, you remember that song? You remember that song from back in the days, Rodney?
What song?
It was, I'll call you after Rodney.
Okay. I call you after Rodney,
honey. Man, only girls that know would know this, honey. Okay, baby. Okay, Rodney. Remember Rodney? She left Karn and became G Von. She Rodney, and went back to Karn a week later.
Hold on. I got to fix this. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all go.
Have the video posted yet?
I don't
know. How you been doing, Kelly?
Huh?
How you been doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. Just laying across my bed in my birthday suit, about to get dressed.
Oh, hell no, Kelly.
A couple of weeks ago was your birthday.
Huh?
A couple of weeks ago was your birthday. You need to put it back on.
Yes.
Oh, I almost hit this shit out of my computer.
Why?
Why you say that?
Because I'm laying here in my birthday suit. What's wrong with that? You want me to take a picture and send it to you, J. Rod?
No, I'm good.
I think that was a T, Kelly.
Yes.
I think that was a T that J. Rod said. No, I don't. No, I won't.
That's because we
on the air.
Oh baby,
Okay, if we wasn't on the air, you know.
It'll be
many things.
It's empty.
Is that in the background?
Oh my God, Miss Thang. We ain't never gonna get this video.
No, bro, he sent it to my email, and when he sent it to my email, it was empty.
Is there even a video?
No, he said he has the video. He said he has the whole video. It's the ball and everything.
Yeah, I have. You know, like, oh, no, I'm here, baby. Don't think that I'm
gonna,
gone.
He ain't
going to
sit up and lie.
I am here, baby. I am still here. I'm not
going
to lie about
like
no video. And
no.
And that's one thing. That's one thing.
I didn't say like he wasn't there.
No,
said,
but I'm just saying
said,
that's one thing the girls
is,
don't know
is
that's
video.
One thing I don't lie about is false teeth. But I have this video. It keeps saying unsupported file type, so therefore I tried to send it out to someone else. But since you said it's coming up blank, I'm going to resend it from my email back to her just to see if she has it.
Just upload
the shit on YouTube, Chael. Okay.
Right. That's the best way to
right.
do it.
But see, I don't have.
never mind. I will have to make a whole
YouTube channel. Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing, baby. Ignore them. They're crazy.
Because I was going to say, I don't have a YouTube channel. Plus, half the girls don't even know who the fuck I am, though.
Hey, speaking of
all you
got
to do is, you don't even have to, you don't even have to have a channel like that. Make a channel, honey, upload it and put the link in the group and say, honey, I need to see this, honey. I want this video up by the time I get from the club.
Hey, y'all. Speaking of YouTube, y'all, they're coming out with something that's supposed to actually be better than YouTube and World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah.
They're coming out with some new type of social network also.
I thought you were talking about that video thing.
We already got this talk throwback. Ballroom throwback.
No. They're coming out with a social network, y'all. You can only put videos on it.
Oh yeah, it's already out. I forgot the name of the thing. Honey, you take a video and the video goes straight from your cell phone up to the thing. I forgot the name of the site. I forgot the name of it. Jack used that shit all the time.
Speaking of any of y'all been looking at did any of y'all look at the True Blood jump last night?
No, I don't really watch True Blood.
Oh my god.
I want to let all you girls know, I want to let everybody know, June 26th, that Wednesday, I think at either 8 or 9 o'clock, Big Brother starts. I want everybody to go and watch Big Brother and be a part of Big Brother this season with myself and my sister Jasmine, honey. I want y'all to get into Big Brother, honey. I want y'all to get into it.
Oh, girl, you said it like y'all was going to be on the show or something.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, right? I'm not going to say I want to go. I'm going to go on Big Brother, okay? But I got to wait to slim down some more, okay? Because you got to do challenges to eat food, okay? And me being as big as I was, bitch, I would have been on slop the whole motherfucking season if I made it through the season, okay? So a bitch got to slim down a little more before she try out. Because a bitch ain't trying to be eating sardines and crackers, okay, for the whole weekend.
I want to see a BBW on Big Sister.
I don't know, well, baby, you ain't gonna see no BBW on there, baby, because I'm gonna be a slim girl on there, honey, okay, a size 10-12 on there, honey. I ain't gonna be no big bitch, honey. You gotta be hanging from ropes and all types of shit and swinging from shit, bitch. A fat bitch can't swing across no motherfucking thing at 415 pounds.
Wait, Kelly, what kind of show is this? I've never heard of this.
Big Brother, it's like you go in a house. I think it's like 15 people, and you go in a house, and whoever wins at the end of the season, you be in there for the whole summer, which is 3 months. You win $500,000, right? You do all types of challenges and all types of things, like to win food and prizes and different things. People join and make alliances with other people. Like it could be like the House of Revlon combining with the House of Mizrahi and have an alliance together to get the House of Ebony out, Miss Thing. But then you got some people that's in the alliance with the Revlons and the Mizrahi. They be on the alliance with the House of Ebony, and you don't know, and they working together, bitch, to get everybody out the house till they get to the final two. And then whoever wins the final two, one of them wins $500,000, and another wins some money, too.
Oh.
And like it's real, like baby, everything is live, bitch. And it's like you do all different types of challenges, and you got to remember things that happened during the season and all types of shit, because you have challenges about things that happened during the season. So your memory got to be good about it. When I tell you, it's the tea, lovely bitch. It is the tea. When I tell you, I went to Florida and I watched one motherfucking season. When I went to Florida at Jasmine House, baby. When I came back home for about a whole motherfucking 3 weeks straight, bitch, I sat on motherfucking iTunes ordering them, bitch, and just watching it all day, every fucking day, bitch. It is, when I tell you, Big Brother, it's to eat, baby. And they always have one gay person on there every season, honey, okay? And I want to be the first, and I want to be the first girl to go on there, because it's always a butch queen, a black or white cunty butch queen, and they be carrying on and stuff. But I need to be the first girl up there.
Kelly.
Yes.
You a long-winded, pretty motherfucker. I know your head good.
What the hell? You know my head good.
You long-winded, you pretty long-winded motherfucker.
I hope
that head must be good.
I hope
long-winded like hell.
I hope they, yeah, I am very long-winded, but I hope they had it just as good as mine.
Bitch.
Because whatever mother does, they do too. Mother don't do nothing. Mother don't do nothing that they don't do.
Well, let's do a 68 style.
I don't do 68. 69 is much better. Nice and tight and long.
What about 70?
No, I don't want to do 70, honey. You know, 70, I might bust up all in their mouth.
What about a straight ass one?
How about just a straight ass motherfucking doggy?
What about a zero on Uvu after the show?
No, I don't do webcam show. I never been a bitch to do a webcam show, okay? Baby, and you want to, I let them know, baby, honey. You might get an ass shot, but that's all you're gonna get it. Anything
that
else?
That shit is good too.
Anything else that you want to see besides that ass shot? You gotta come see it live and in person.
But you gotta leave my info. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell them to throw the fuck up, Miss Thing, and hang the fuck up.
Tell them, baby.
Okay.
I'll give information on the Pittsburgh fiasco, and allegedly, well, I'm gonna say allegedly. What Amaya was saying about her being inside, because the Chanel girl who chopped the angel was in the process about to get beat, so Maya was in there trying to break that up. And outside, Star, who actually was fighting as well, was fighting with Dolce, and the lover saw Dolce and Star going at it, so he was coming over there.
The lover is Midnight. They got beat in the daylight.
Okay. They said the lover was definitely holding his own, but of course with a bunch of people, it's like it is what it is. But Star and Dolce were fighting first, and then other people jumped in and was dealing with it. That's when the lover got involved, and they was all fighting. And they say Vengeance wasn't even at the ball, so he's going off of video footage and stuff like that. So I'm just putting it out there what's been coming through my inbox. I had to check for clarity to see it, to read it right, because there's a whole bunch of gibberish.
Are the girls sure Vengeance wasn't at the ball?
Vigid said earlier that he was at the ball and he pressed record on his device.
Right. Okay, as a matter of fact, let me break down to you what actually happened. Fuck that fire. I'm going to show you how much I was at the ball. Let's go back to this executive realness that I thought I heard you girls talking about. Yes, big up to JD Prodigy. That's who won. It was actually three of them that walked. It was two Blonics and one Prodigy that walked. And the legends and icons actually had to have master degrees. And
right.
Camaro came up there with a bachelor's degree. So, therefore, he's like, he had talked to Marquise about it, and Marquise told him that it would be fine. But then Marquise was like, no, I told you to reach out to Chris, because that's who made the category, because that was the very first commotion of the whole night, because the security guard had to hold Camaro back, because Camaro was trying to get to Marquise. Because he's like, you kept telling me this. Oh, the girls were tripping. No, but they really did, because Camaro was really outraged. The security guard held him. Baby, I stood behind the panel. Y'all know Vengeance has changed up her style, so you really won't know me until I walk up on you and acknowledge you. So that's why a lot of the girls did not know that I was there.
Well, you long with it, too. You got some good head also.
I sure do.
Long with it like a motherfucker.
The deeper the throat, the better the head.
Did you want them all?
Oh, baby, for $53, hell no. Bitch. Girl.
Was a long one on that shit.
Not to call you a girl, but baby, for $53, hell no. You couldn't pay me Oprah money to walk for $53, bitch, and it's no shade. No,
you
I went
be,
to go
You
support.
Couldn't pay her to be long with it on that shit.
I actually went to just support. You know, I actually just go to balls now to spectate. But I will be coming to Chicago to shake it up for that $1,000. So
okay.
I want the girls to have their eyes open.
What category do you want, Vincent?
Baby, you will see in Chicago. Yeah, I walk Thug Realness. Fuck it. You want to know? I walk Thug Realness. I am OKI of the year. I've been to the East Coast and shook it up. Damn near everywhere I go, I shake the building, honey, with my cunt voice.
I was just going to get on that voice.
You a bad motherfucker.
With this cunt voice, honey.
Where your file at? Bad motherfucker on your record.
Keep messing with Thug Realness.
No, I am what you call fish up in trade.
Thank
get
you.
It right. I am fish up in trade. No, I am fish up in trade.
Trans
baby.
Confused.
Fish
you
up in trade.
You trans up in drag?
No, never.
No, trans confused.
You can never put the face. I mean, put the voice with the body, with the person.
Trans confused.
Oh, trash in the trash can. Okay.
Kelly Gag too. Like, she was like, what?
Long-winded also.
Are you seeing press that I'm long-winded, girl? You want me to get
He likes the long-winded. That's what he's trying to tell you.
I was going to say, you want me to give you some of my wind, baby? I have enough for everybody.
Ghettogaggers.com.
Yeah, he's going to need some of that wind the next time something blows through D.C.
Yes. Rodney, on some real shit, just real quick, Rodney, who you think gonna win this game tomorrow?
Spurs.
Why you just gonna say Rodney? Like Rodney, the only person on here that knows that.
Well, I know Rodney.
You asked Rodney like nobody else on this motherfucking phone.
Right, that's what I'm
watch
saying.
Motherfucking
like,
watch motherfucking sports. Don't motherfucking do it, okay? Just because the Pacers knocked my motherfucking Knicks out the motherfucking out. Don't motherfucking do it like I don't watch motherfucking sports, okay? I'm up on sports too.
Hold on, Rodney.
J Rock, don't make me take a flight down to motherfucking Texas if in my foot of your ass. You ain't gonna talk about my motherfucking Knickerbockers.
I know it's been popping in Texas like a motherfucker this whole past 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. Especially in San Antonio. They effing the fucking ass.
They want to see LeBron fuck up. And they want to see Bosh turn gay, regardless of the outcome.
Shut up. Wait a minute, but Rodney, who are you going for?
I'm going for San Antonio.
I'm going for San Antonio because I just don't want LeBron to get another ring.
Oh, yeah, that's what
I want Tim Duncan to go out in style. I want Tim Duncan to go out in style, so I want to be 5 for 5 with his ring.
Since y'all talking about sports, how do y'all feel about my retired
Don't say it.
Nick?
Don't do it.
You know what?
Don't do it.
What?
What you about to talk about, baby?
I want to know how do y'all feel about Kid being the head coach of the Nets?
Jason Kidd.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a good choice. They got
turn me on when you
choice.
Said that. You do know about sports.
Let me tell you something, Bishop. I'm a motherfucking, I'm a round welded motherfucking woman. Okay, I know how to keep a motherfucking man. Okay. Okay, these girls want to sit up here and act cunt and all types of things. A man loves a girl that knows about a little bit of sports, honey. So, you know, I keep up with the Joneses.
And you like what I like also.
Okay. Maybe I know about basketball, football, you know, honey, baseball, you know. I know a lot. I know anything that got to do with balls.
Stupid.
Well, Grandma, she been on the phone tonight, Grandma.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Grandma came
tonight.
On.
I love you, Grandma.
Hold on, let me go to the switchboard.
Hey, you know what, Grandma?
Yeah,
Grandma can show bust a nut on tgirls.com. I swear for goodness.
What?
Oh wow.
Shit shoot like shit shoot like a water fountain.
Is Devine on the phone?
We have another California rep on the phone tonight.
What you trying to do? Hold on, J. Rock, what you trying to do? Get T, okay?
Did he say California rep?
Ooh.
No, rep. Representative, rep.
Oh, where you think I'm from?
Love, you is going off on me tonight.
Grandma,
where you think I'm from?
Hey.
Yeah, hey, big sexy baby, I heard you call my name.
Grandma.
Since I'm back up on the line, you know, Bishop, you doing too much with your homo ass.
Let me fix fight, baby.
Goddamn tgirls.com or whatever the fuck that is.
I got a membership, baby. Lifetime.
I know you do with your nasty ass. You all greased up and wrestling and shit. You gotta put me back on mute now, hey.
Well, hold on, Grandma. It ain't what you did, though. T. Key. It ain't what you did.
What the fuck is you doing? I ain't on that bullshit you on.
Hey, Grandma, I'm a jerk off. Grandma, I'm a jerk off to your nuts saying water fountain girl.
Nah, you better get with Lovely. She up on here. She gets down like that, baby. I ain't got time for that.
Baby, you don't know nothing about me, sweetie. All you know is that what I tell you.
You think I know? Granny knows everything, baby.
Nothing.
I know your ass out there in Vallejo or whatever the fuck it is.
You better know it, baby.
That's right. So don't think Granny don't know.
I'll let Lovely fuck me in. I'll fuck Lovely if she told me if she sold me a church outfit, I'll let her fuck.
Oh my God. You know what? It's been nice, you know.
I'm cooked, baby. You really on one.
You said what?
I'm asking Bishop what kind of dope he did have tonight. He really on one. You want some of that meat up in your man's pussy and your cat meat. You want that
cat meat?
Put some of that cat
meat
up in your man's pussy.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Wow!
Hey, hold on, Lovely, you still sold, right?
Don't put me back on mute. I ain't got nothing to do with this Bishop bullshit.
What?
I told you, Grandma. No, I spread the tea. I gave the key in the tea. Grandma, I love your cum shot.
You know what? You must say be smoking on crack tonight, and you the part you want the mollies. All that freaky shit.
I swear.
Hey, Grandma, I'm going to do a free of charge for blacktgirls.com and do a shoot with you.
Oh, no.
Hey, after the now, you ain't going to never do no shoot with Granny. You ain't on my level, baby. I don't like grease up gay rap.
And bitch, let me tell y'all something. Granny, you know a whole lot of shit about a bitch that don't know shit about you. That just lets me know that you're somebody that really knows me. That's a cute.
Yeah, you talking about no shit. I know what I'm talking about.
Vengeance, Laura Spears said you was talking too much. Send it to Laura Spears Senator Spears underscore Laura at yahoo.com.
What part of this motherfucking video I ain't send it to? Tell that bitch to suck my motherfucking cat meat. Tuh.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to this?
That's
goddamn
small ass click.
This motherfucking video ain't up yet. Goddamn, is you on dial up or what?
Hey, Grandma.
What?
It's snowing in D.C., baby.
Oh, fuck.
We
got time for all the narcotics and shit. That's why you motherfuckers running around there crazy and fucking everything. Granny only fuck with the national stuff, baby.
I know that's right, Grandma. I still love your water fountain cum shot.
Whatever. Kelly, go put me back on mute. They ain't doing too much for me.
And them big ass titties you got.
Sing me a song, goddammit, with your nasty freak ass. I don't want to hear all this shit.
Okay, I'm going to sing you a song.
Okay, Grandma, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Did you mention you were going to be on Big Brother?
Hold on. Hey, hold on. What did you say? What did you say?
Are you going to be on Big Brother?
Why are you so quiet?
What did you say?
I was calling to
after late hours. This is more like midnight work.
Honey, I'm not going to sit here and entertain.
No, entertain. This food is funny.
I don't have time.
She said that she was going to lose the LB so she can go on Big Brother.
Is this the London reject?
You bloody clown.
No, that's London in her trade voice.
That's London in her trade voice. What's going on with the other reality show, Miss Kelly?
Ooh.
Same thing that's going on with your mother. Nothing.
Sorry, the same thing that's going on with that Bush Queen voice.
Oh, the girls are not using me tonight?
No.
Oh my God, Kelly again.
Oh, I'm just waiting for Kelly's episodes of Big Brother.
I'm waiting for your episodes of your Big Mama.
Oh, bitch, don't annoy me tonight, darling. You don't want a day of mother.
Your mother looks like a hairy motherfucking monster.
J-Rock, go get your mother, J-Rock.
She's in jail along with the rest of the Chanels.
I don't know what Chanel you're talking about, because my mother's like Sister Divine ain't in no jail, bitch.
Okay, call her. Bring her to the line. I want a piece of mother. Or RR.
No, I can call her. I can definitely call her on a three-way. That's not the issue. But then, however, that's not the point.
My mother
changed her number and everything. Okay.
Oh, she got nervous. Oh, she got nervous. What the fuck?
She's shocked.
Girl, these bitches is crazy.
It's snowing over there where she is, too.
She would think it was snowing. Stupid ass bitch.
Matter of fact, it's meth. Hold on. I'm not one to use, but it's meffing over there. Mother. Rodney, what you think about the Redskins' chances this year?
Since I'm a Giants fan, no comment.
I've been saying you little fuckers in the grocery store and shit.
You know it.
You fuckers that moved to D.C. from New York, Giants-ass fans in a damn grocery store talking that shit.
Oh, no, I didn't move from New York. I went to Coolidge. I'm from here. But I'm a Lawrence Taylor fan, so no. That's how
I go. Video vengeance. Stop vengeance. Come on.
Who are you talking to?
Is the video up yet?
No.
Oh, God.
Who are you talking to? Myself.
Vengeance, are you catfishing everybody?
Huh? What'd he say?
Where's the video?
I don't know.
People. How much I guarantee that video will be up later on this morning?
You got
7 days. The key going to come out later on this morning. Queen's going to wake up.
I want to see the video from South
they
Carolina.
They don't sleep at night. They don't sleep
the
at
queen,
night for shit.
The Queen's going to get that beep notification. Like, beep, beep, Reed and Key on the line.
Baby, the club is going to go up. They're going to say, none of them. Because ain't nobody going to be at home. Everybody at the club, honey.
Oh, yeah, Rodney.
Hello,
Rodney.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mirage or Revlon, ex-Ninja. He really woke it up at the Father Tony Ball Friday in the South. He really woke it up. Grand Prize of Hell. He kind of provoked him. You know, he walks old way, new way, and all that good stuff. The epitome of a ninja.
I want to give a shout-out to Charles Christian. What's up, brother? What's up, fam? I'm going to give a shout-out to Jason, Prince Jason. I want to give a shout-out to Tiffany. And I want to give a shout-out to Jasmine. I want to give a shout-out to Bigfoot Ass Footlong Aomi.
Hold on, y'all. 443-348, you're live on the air.
You was over there trying and counting.
Oh, Naima, I was in the robe. I was in the robe. Don't be texting him.
Speaking of the devil.
You know how many... Oh, first of all, let me speak to Rodney. Hello. Good morning, Rodney. Good morning, lovely.
Good morning.
Hey, Naima. Bitch, yeah, I just gave you a shout-out, bitch. No shade.
No shade. I gave you a shout-out, too.
I had to wait on hold, Kelly, for you to come on this doggone phone. So
I was
get on here
room, I was in the room trying to see if I'm wearing my polo shorts or if I wear my poom-poom shorts. I was trying them on.
Child. Listen, okay. Now, how long does it take for a doggone video? It's no shade to come to
and Dawson told me to wear my poom-poom shorts.
Oh, Dawson. Oh, tell Dawson I miss him.
Yeah, bitch.
Naima,
don't.
Let me see your video. I really want to see your video so I can jerk off to it, baby.
Tell Dawson I miss him.
Oh, girl. Oh, I got just threw up in my mouth.
Funny, I tasted it too, gross. Yeah.
Naima, I want to see that ashy meat of yours.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Kelly, how is the new children doing?
Polo.
Hold on. Bitch, meet me motherfucking two times, twice of baby oil gel.
Mm-mm.
To make it non ashy.
How's the baby doing over there, Kelly?
Polo is doing lovely, buddy.
Okay.
Naima, talk to me. I'm in a good mood, baby.
Hey,
I need
Naima,
to get
what's
that
going
call.
On?
Oh, hey, you know what, J-Rock? I forgot you was on this dog on phone. Hi, Puddin.
When y'all going fuck? So I can watch.
Oh, my God.
I swear I watch.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
I swear I motherfucking watch.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, tell Dawson did I love him, and I'll be seeing him soon.
Two Dawson
I will do
nothing
of the sport.
It don't matter. I'll just hit Dawson up, honey. I could just text him because I got the number, so.
Yes. Light skin will be in town next week, so.
Who's light skin?
Light skin, he'll be in town next week.
Y'all
yeah.
Hey, light skin,
y'all.
Hey,
Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Fuck you bitches
y'all
don't
want to
tell me. Fuck y'all.
Kelly, not too much, Kelly.
What you mean
not
too
much, Kelly?
Dark colors on her light skin, her caramel, her Kelly. Peanut butter complex.
All right, let me give a little shout out to my little Facebook buddies, Tyrone, honey. Go listen to the show, honey. Who loves him some Kelly?
Fuck Tyrone. Not
too
much. Tyrone
from where?
From New York City, honey.
Fuck Tyrone. Let me be on that Chinese bus to not New York.
Somebody been sniffing bad salt.
Kelly, hopefully I'll be back in the NYC by the end of this month, honey.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have a nice little dinner.
Kelly.
Yes.
Wait, hold up.
What is Andre?
What?
Where is Andre?
Why all these hosts, Kelly?
Yes.
Baby. Who you been fucking with, man? They calling all these niggas names and shit.
Andre? Andre's home.
Andre, Tyrone, who else? Light skin.
Yes, Andre's home. You didn't see when they posted it up in the group that Andre was released?
Andre, he was caged up like an animal.
He was caged up like all you other animals that's running wild.
Yeah.
Hold on, J-Rock, I caught the tea. Bath salt? No, man.
Mm-mm.
But Kelly, all these niggas, I'm definitely gonna have to see. No woman should come to me. A man should come to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that man comes to the woman, shut up. And then when
the
man comes to a woman,
let me tell you something, Bishop. If you was to come to New York, Bishop, you wouldn't want to leave New York, Bishop. If you was to come here, okay?
Mm. You know what? That's what somebody said in Miami when I used to live in Miami. That's
okay,
why baby. I used to live in Miami.
Bishop, let me tell you something, Bishop. If I was to give you a piece of this, Bishop, okay, Bishop, you're going to fall in love, baby, okay? This ain't been tapped in a long time.
I'm coming to New York. I'll be in a hurry to get back to the airport.
Kelly?
Yes?
You got to know something, babe. If I come to New York, Kelly, I'm going to be looking for a job, and then I'm going to be fucking you. I'm not going to be worried about you. I'm going to be worried about the job. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, you trust me, you're going to be worried about this.
Yeah, you're going to be worried about a tsunami.
Nah, hold on. Not until I get a job. You can't live with just fucking.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, lady. Hey, how you doing, fam?
Hi.
What's up, baby? You ain't seen me in a long time, huh? You probably think I'm skinny like a motherfucker, don't you? So what, baby? Yes, indeed. Yes. With the fullest. Hella love doing that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed. What's up, baby?
I'm giving some of that glass in there again.
Come on.
Shit.
I just love my fans. Don't you, Kelly?
I love Tyrone
and some other type niggers fucking around.
I love my straight fans that I see in the street.
That part.
Kelly, he can suck a mean dick.
Oh, well, I want to know.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like a mean one.
I guess you got your life.
You got me, though.
Well, I'm old, and everybody say I'm old, and they say my mouth's so dry that I need KY jelly in it now.
OMG.
On that note, it's been nice. Y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to y'all in September. Goodbye. Thank you.
Baby, you need KY in the mouth?
That's what somebody said in another group, and I actually laughed at it.
Bitch.
But yeah, hey Kelly, I don't have no problem coming to see you. I don't think you should ever come to see me. Or, I mean, shoot, if anything, if it's a ball in DC. I'm sure I probably won't be at it, but I'm telling you, I mean, yeah, I really would love to go to brunch with you if you're in D.C. sometime soon, or if I'm in New York.
What you trying
to
eat at brunch?
This child is trying you in the chat room, Kelly.
Huh?
This child is trying you in the chat room.
Hey, what chat room?
In the official ballroom.
Fuck that nigga.
I didn't get the notification. What the hell?
She said somebody is a fake profile, though, but she ain't just trying it, though.
Fuck the fake profile.
Oh, fuck that bitch. Fuck out, Charlie. Fuck that bitch.
In India, one in Brooklyn, send all of us a custom employee file. And we
Squeaky voice, I suck your dick.
I feel bad for them fake profiles. If anybody ever found out who they are, I would cheat. Because they were
I didn't be gagging at you, girls. First of all, girls, First of all, hold on. First of all, you girls, when you want to say something about me, Miss Sangra, crafting and boosting is two different things. Miss Sang, I don't craft, Miss Sang, I boost. It's a difference. Get it together.
Don't worry about what the fuck.
Oh, wait, hold on, whoever that is that's talking, because I'm gonna have to mute everybody. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what the fuck I do with my motherfucking money, bitch. What the fuck I do with my money is what the fuck I do with my motherfucking money. Okay. Bitch, okay?
You know what, Kelly?
So
you,
I need the
exactly
girls to stop.
Right.
I need the girls to stop clocking my motherfucking pocketbook, Miss Thing. Don't worry about my pocketbook, Miss Thing. I took my coins and I got myself out of jail last week. You know I'm a real bitch.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, I'm a real bitch, Miss Thang. Y'all bitches do all y'all research on everything else and everybody else, Miss Thang, bitch. But see, I'm a bitch that put my tea out there before you faggot to put my tea out of there. Yes, a bitch got locked up last week, Miss Thang. I had to pay 5,000 sisters to get out of jail. I went to court today, and they offered me a $500 fine and 3 years probation. I turned it down. I go back to court again in September, honey. And if I would have waited until today, honey, I would have got out of jail for free. And they have to pay $5,000 to get out of jail, and they didn't indict me.
Damn.
You know what, Kelly? I'm gonna let you know something, Kelly.
Okay, let me tell you, bitches, I'm a badass motherfucking bitch, honey, and I walk with God every time I walk out my motherfucking house and every time I walk up in a motherfucking store. Bitch, y'all bitches will never, ever get the chance to drop any motherfucking tea on this motherfucking bitch because I put my shit out there myself.
Kelly.
Yes.
What I was trying to tell you, that you were right about something when you was talking. Most of the people that do have the fake profiles, the catfish profiles in the ballroom scene, they do craft. They craft because, honestly, they wouldn't get your information if it wasn't for crafting in the art. Now, most of them bitches get arrested, like, almost every month for doing what they're doing, and they're going to get caught up. Again, and they're gonna do it again, and they're gonna get really messed up. Cause now, on the news, CNN yesterday, they really crushing down on fraud right now. Fraud, identity, or even talking about somebody, or even getting information on someone. Since that Jay-Z, since the Beyonce, since all that, and since the Michelle Obama information shit was put out. Oh, it's about to be actually one of the laws now.
Let me tell you girls in the chat room, please, everybody that's on the phone line, I'm going to stay on the phone lines with y'all while I continue to do my makeup and stuff before I get up out of here. And once I'm done doing all of that, we're going to get up out of here, but we in record mode now. Let me tell you girls in the chat room something. Whether I'm doing something illegal or whether I'm doing something right, bitch, okay, I walk with God on my motherfucking side, mistake. So for you girls to say that, oh, you want to walk with God when you go in and stealing this, I walk with God when I wake up out of my motherfucking bed. Whatever I do, I walk with him, honey, okay? Whether it's bad or whether it's motherfucking wrong or whether it's right, bitch. I walk with him because I know where my motherfucking spirit is at. Okay?
Church.
So you girls ain't gonna come here and try to crush my motherfucking spirits and make me feel bad for any motherfucking thing I do, Miss Thang. Some of you hypocritical ass motherfucking faggots that ain't got shit to motherfucking live for need to walk with him. Miss Thang, some of you bitches that sitting here sitting behind these folks, place these fake profiles, y'all need to walk with him and get some motherfucking courage and be the man or the woman that you are and come up out of your motherfucking shell, Miss Thang, and speak underneath your real name. Maybe you get respect from people, but you gotta sit behind all these fake motherfucking profiles and say what the fuck you gotta say. Okay? You know why the girls live for me and the girls read me and do everything they do? Because I'm a bitch that I speak what I want to speak from my mouth and I don't have to hide behind a fake profile. I only hide behind fake profiles when I want to pick things up because I don't want the girls to get my page blocked. That's the only time I hide behind fake profiles.
Preach. Church. Church. What?
I love you.
Bitch, you don't love me. You just love my dick and my ass.
Oh, shit.
Where is my father?
I don't love them hoes, bitch.
Where's
my
father?
said what, mm-hmm. baby?
Pick up. Where's Fondale at?
What, Heifer?
Where's Fondale?
Nothing. What's going down with your escort, John? I can pay for you. It's not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
I'm
Where
a fuck
you at?
Y'all
Arrows, Backpage, bitch, I don't look for you. You look for me.
I'm on Earl.
I'm not supposed to look for the man.
Anyway, man, Kelly, baby, I love you.
How you gonna love Kelly? I thought you love me, bitch.
Bitch, I don't love them hoes.
I ain't no hoe.
Bitch, I don't love them heifers.
Oh, damn.
You should have had
me
while you
me.
Had me, baby.
Are you still on?
You love me.
Kelly, don't put on that much makeup. Don't hurt them motherfuckers.
You just gonna fuck me,
Lily? I don't ever put on a lot of makeup, honey. Okay.
And I know you do. I done seen your pictures. I know you don't.
Baby, why is that person at Bishop?
I think that's Sasha. I was at work today.
I'm about to Uber you, okay? Okay, that's my boyfriend.
Don't Uber me because you've been Ubering me for the past couple of days, and I've been asleep because I've been trying to get rest to work. Last week you Ubered my ass, and I was at fucking work. You know how fucking annoying that shit is?
I'm supposed to be your girlfriend.
You're supposed to be my girlfriend, huh? How many years ago?
About 3 years
ago? Well, it's a changed man right here, babe.
I can't be a girlfriend before?
No, babe. Not unless you got what I have. And what I have is brains now, baby.
I started off. It was a good night.
Huh?
All right, Rodney. Look at that game tomorrow, man.
All right, Mocha. All right.
Rodney!
Yes, it's me when I was on a radio station host.
Yeah. Who was that said good night?
That was Rodney. He said good night.
It was Martez, Kelly.
Oh, Martez.
Yeah, I love you, Kelly. Good night.
Her?
I said, I love you. Good night.
Good night, Montez. I'll see you next week.
No, you see me Wednesday.
Oh, you mean this Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, you leaving tomorrow? Oh, it's time to do something.
Well, I said tonight.
Yeah, a whole week early.
Right.
Oh,
so I can take care of
you.
So I
know what you're coming to do.
Right. Sweatpants on.
Okay.
Hey. I'm about to say goodnight. Hey, Kelly, I love you.
Okay, well, you know what? Everybody that's on the phone line, say goodnight so I can put on my makeup in peace, honey, and get ready to go to the club, honey.
I just want to say goodnight to everybody. Tea Party, y'all, man, I know y'all doing a vacation, but y'all motherfuckers need to come back. I love y'all show, and I love Kelly's show. But honestly, on Tuesday night, man, it's a key on Tuesday nights. You all need to come back. You can do a vacation while you online, while you doing the show.
They can't. The tea party can't work. If anybody knows that my sister takes her annual trip to Puerto Rico, and her workers be having the summer off also, honey. So you know they have nobody to run the switchboard. So that's why the tea party is not here, and that's why the state of emergency is not here also.
Kelly, if you can get in touch with
I'll do the
switchboard. I know how to do it.
Baby, that means Bishop, we can't have that, Bishop, because then that means you'll have access to me and my sister credit card information and things.
Damn. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's why nobody runs the switchboard but myself and Jasmine and her, one of her workers. Because you have access to all our information.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think about it.
Yeah. But thank you, Bishop, for definitely tuning in with us.
I love y'all, man.
I had to come through. Lovely. Lovely's going. Rodney? Naima?
Yeah.
Hey, good night.
Good night, everyone.
Okay, Rodney. Okay, Rodney's going. I am the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all for loving me, and have a good night. And I'll see you back here next week, Monday, for the recap of any madness and drama that happens in the ballroom scene and outside the ballroom scene. I love you all for loving me, and have a good night. Bye-bye.
These are a few of my favorite things. Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Doug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, Butch Queen in drag versus Fem Queen realness for $250, Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American Runway for $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, 150 before June 6th, 200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing. These are a few of my favorite things.
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Donye Mizrahi presents the B for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, Butch Queen in drag, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grands include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a Butch Queen European runway. $200 for Femme Queen versus Junior Femme Queen versus Drag Realness. $150 for Open to All Best Dress. $100 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $100 for Female Figure Runway. That's the B for Vendetta Ball presented by Father Donye Mizrahi. Location 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Sheldon Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Donye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.